You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Margarita Cabrera. Margarita is a local artist, and she's been doing some workshops across town, and she's also going to be working with UTEP as well, and she's going to talk a little bit about these workshops. But first of all, we'd like to take the time to welcome you, Margarita, and thank you very much for taking the time to be with us here today.
Thank you so much, Luis. I'm very excited to be on this program and to have an opportunity to share and transmit to your audiences a message of peace with for an art project.
Now, tell me a little bit about your type of art, because when people think of an artist, it used to be that an artist was sometimes a person who sculpted or who painted, but now there are different kinds, genres of art.
Yes. Well, I primarily work in sculpture. That is, I like to make three-dimensional works. I feel like a sculpture really interacts much more with an audience member. So I really, really like making sculpture. And nowadays, I'm very involved with making work with the community. So I do community art, and I'm doing quite a bit of public art as well. So there's a lot of involvement with different groups of people.
You are doing currently a program called Uplift. What is Uplift about?
Yes, Uplift is the title of a work of art that I'm making with a community in our border region. Everybody who is a part of this region is invited to participate in the making of this work. And it's a city commission by the public art program here in El Paso. And we have been commissioned to create a sculpture that essentially is a representation of a flock of birds in that moment in which they're taking flight. So there's 600 birds that are going to be flying high, about 20 feet, and they're going to be planted right in the middle of our new Country Club roundabout that's being constructed right now in the Upper Valley on Country Club Road.
Now, as far as the art itself, is that going to be yourself or other professional artists? Or because when one thinks of workshops, sometimes we think of, well, she's going to have some amateurs there and she's going to teach them how to do something.
That's right. Yes, we are inviting the community at large. That means everybody from every walk of life, from our border community on both sides of our border. So it's a true binational project that we're presenting here for the public. And so we're inviting everybody of all ages as well. And there's absolutely no experience necessary to be a part of the production of Uplift. What we want to do is have everybody come together in a kind of a creative platform where these works can be made with the community. And the workshop is introducing a craft tradition that is really important to our community, the art of papel picado, which is something that we see in a lot of celebrations. We see them in the weddings, we see them in the quinceañeras, we see them in our posadas, and they are those very thin, beautiful pieces of paper that are hanging like flags, creating a very celebratory environment for an event. Now, this is an art that dates back to, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years to the Aztec community. So the Aztec tradition is what we're celebrating with this papel picado. We want to preserve craft traditions through the work that we're making with the community. It's really important to preserve craft because it's at the heart of a culture. And the traditions of craft are really important to most cultures. So it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to present them for the community at large and to have everybody participate in this preservation of craft.
Tell us a little bit about the upcoming workshops, because you recently had one already. Tell us about the other ones, and what do people need to do to sign up or just show up? How do they go? Do they go online or all of the above?
Yes, we had a wonderful first workshop at the Mexican consulate yesterday, and we have two more workshops that are going to come November 4th at the Centro de la Salud Familiar La Fe, and another one November 16th at the Museo de Arte en Ciudad Juárez. So we have two future workshops where we'd like to invite the public to come and participate in the making of papel picado. Now, I want to just mention the designs that we make through this papel picado workshop are going to be designs that are going to be added to all the wings of these birds that are going to be making up the uplift sculpture.
Now, the sculpture that you're talking about, just to clarify this for our audience, this is going to be a permanent sculpture, right? Not just temporary.
It is a permanent. It's a permanent work of art installed at the roundabout at the intersection of Country Club and Memory Lane.
Now, as far as, you talked about promoting peace and for people who live here on the border, what a better word than peace. The fact that, in the world, actually, because of what's happening around the world, what's happening here in the United States, but because of all the violence that has been happening in Juarez, a lot of the people who live here and who have very close friends and family living across the border, they want it all to stop. And a lot of them have lost loved ones and friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the title Uplift is, for me, very important because it represents the uplifting of a spirit, of a community, and the uplifting of a culture. And that is to individuals and to whole communities. So we're talking 600 birds, right, in the moment that they're taking flight. And it's that moment when they're taking off where you know, when we see birds do this, there's a lot of push and pull in that moment when they're taking flight. There's a lot of negotiation. There's a bit of aggression. There's violence. And there is a moment where there has to be communication, enough communication that there's enough synchronicity so that the group finds a kind of harmony that allows them to really fly and obtain that kind of freedom of flight. And that's a very symbolic moment that I want to specify because for me, that is representative of what's going on in Juarez right now. We're seeing a drop in the death toll. We're seeing a lot of crime going down, and I would like to celebrate this transformational change in Juarez and in our border region with this project of Uplift. So it's a very exciting time because the people that have been touched by violence are going to obtain a sense of justice with this work because we are being supported by Sheriff Wiles from the city of El Paso, and he's donating confiscated guns to this project, and we're using these guns as part of our sculptural design. So it's a really wonderful opportunity to take an object that symbolizes death, symbolizes violence, and transform that object into something artistic, full of life, and symbolic of something very positive.
You're actually a very good journalist as well, too, because that was the next question I was going to ask you, and you beat me to the punch. I'm glad. Tell us a little bit about how did this come about? How did the idea of the confiscated weapons come about to use as a form of art?
Sure. Well, as an artist, I'm very conscious of the materials that I use to transmit information. And so creating sculpture, every little bit of material allows the viewer to understand something about the work. So as raw material, as there's brainstorming going on in the creation of a new idea, there's, of course, the idea of violence, the element of death that is at the center of this project and how we want to celebrate a change in the situation. So it was just natural for me to think about the metal in the gun, the object of a gun, as a very kind of natural material to turn to and to try to use in the making of this work. So I initially approached this sheriff with this idea, and he was very, very excited about it, right away supported us, and we took the object of the gun and the confiscated gun and had many, many ideas of how to transform that into what Uplift would become. And there have been many, many ideas that have flown by, and we've had a lot of good ideas and some difficult things to realize that we weren't able to manage. But finally, this project came together with the use of the fragments of these guns and the addition of those fragments to to the larger sculpture that we have designed. So it's been an interesting sort of adventure to figure out how to work with a gun in connection to a project and how to actually realize the right aesthetic for that.
If people go to your website, and I assume you have a website, can they see like drawings or images of what the sculpture might look like?
Yes, we have a sample, an image of the sample maquette that we've created, and it'll give you a very good idea of what this piece is going to look like. You just have to imagine it being about 20 feet high and in the center of a roundabout. It also will carry, like I said, all the designs that we'll be making with the community. And those are being done as we speak. You know, between now and the end of this project, the community will be coming through all of these workshops and creating their designs that will be added to the sculpture. So it's a very organic process. It's a very live process. And it's something that it's been very exciting to see grow and come to reality.
Perhaps you already told me and I forgot because that happens to you as you get older. did you say when the unveiling was going to be?
The unveiling, yes. The unveiling is going to be is going to coincide with the final construction project that they have going along Country Club Road. And what we know about that is that it will be finished towards September of 2014. So we will unveil probably around those dates.
It's interesting that, you know, you're using a gun as a symbol of peace, and also because we live in the West, and this was known to be, you know, the days of the Old West, and sometimes the Colt 45 or was called the peacemaker. Because for, you know, the sheriffs and the marshals and all that stuff. So it's ironic that you're using that as a peace symbol or status, you know, some 150
yes.
years later.
Yes. You know, it is a symbol of peace. The gun itself is going to be fragmented and it's going to become part of the sculpture of the flock of birds. So symbol of peace for me is also in the bird, right? We have the bird, which is a symbol of hope, symbol of peace, symbol of freedom, and that's connected to the fragments of these guns that are attached to them. So in essence, you have a piece that holds the heart of the piece holds the history of our border region in relation to violence and the way that those experiences have been lived along the border here. And it's going to fly high with all of this history. It's going to take us from one history to another history. So this is a very exciting piece. And aesthetically, I think it works beautifully because it integrates all of these elements that make it so wholesome and so complete.
As far as and because I'm not an artist, I'm wondering, what about putting together the guns? Are you melting the metal? Are you taking them apart, or how's this being done?
Yes. Well, now you're getting to the very exciting part of some of the exciting parts of the work process, because it's where sometimes ideas going in different directions because you come up against some obstacles and such. And that's always kind of welcoming for artists to change directions because of obstacles. But so the guns, initially, we had an idea of transforming the guns into solid three-dimensional bird shapes. Unfortunately, time-wise, that's not going to be possible. Also, financially, it's a very limiting situation. So we're not able to do that. But what we've decided instead is to create flat metal birds, and we are going to cut out the designs made by the community as you would cut papel picado. We're going to cut these designs onto each sheet of metal that make up the birds, and so that's essentially how this piece has, you know, come to reality. Is a very sort of light piece with a beautiful structure. There's a lot of transparency in the piece because there's a lot of designs that allow the light to come through it. And of course, we live in the Sun City, so that's a beautiful pairing with nature. And it's just, you know, it's going to be a very light color as well. So it's going to be a very majestic kind of image as you're driving down Country Club Road and being met by this beautiful sort of dynamic shape that's taking flight.
Margarita, as we wrap up the interview, you talked about the images and the upcoming workshops. What is the address of your webpage, or what number should they call?
We have two ways in which you can get in contact with us and get some information. So there's a website, www.margaritacabrera.com/uplift. That's UPLIFT. And then you can also find us on Facebook at Margarita Cabrera Artist. And we have all the information about each of the workshops. And we have updating pictures going on this website all the time. So feel free to go to those websites to get more information. I hope that the audience that's listening will spread the word and invite the community to participate. This is a project that is going to be reflective of our community and everybody who lives along this border region. So I really do hope that people embrace that and know that we are trying to honor everybody who lives here. So I hope everybody comes out.
Margarita, thank you so much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Margarita Cabrera, and she is a local artist. And as you heard, a variety of workshops coming up, and then a wonderful sculpture that is going to be unveiled perhaps September 2014. And that's, we're talking about perhaps because we never know with the construction and all that that's going on Country Club. But if you want to go find out more about some of these pictures, etc., you can go to margaritacabrera.com/uplift, or she has her own Facebook page, Margarita Cabrera Artist. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Larry.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Swoon. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Science.